This podcast is brought to you by Akwasi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering, and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Friday, July 31, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Christy van der Merwe. Making headlines today, Xstrata pursued Anglo American's earnings for the first half of the year fell by 68.5%. And operating profit fell by 66%, with the company expecting demand for its products to remain soft in the near term. CEO Cynthia Carroll said that Anglo American had made significant progress towards its $2 billion cost-cutting target and procurement initiatives. The company delivered more than $45 million in the first half of the year, with the expectation of more than $1 billion for the full year 2009. The resumption of the payment of a dividend to shareholders remained a key priority for the board. First half underlying earnings were $1.1 billion, which was down 68.5% from the first half of 2008. Operating profit of $2.1 billion was down 66%, owing to a significant decline in realized prices and lower global demand. U.S. gold major Barrick Gold has reported that the company is making headway in cutting costs. Gold miners around the world have battled rising prices for fuel, equipment, and labor over the past few years, which have served to erode the benefits of historically high bullion prices. Taxes and royalties have also increased in step with metals prices. CEO Aaron Regent confirmed that the company had yet to provide firm cost guidance for 2010, but the general expectation was that the trend would be downwards. Also making headlines, copper hits a 10-month peak on economic optimism. AngloGold Ashanti reports an increase in its second quarter output. Xstrata CEO visits South Africa for a second time, and China vows that it will have a reasonable result in iron ore talks. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.